talking with the 2016 Dream Team Football Coach of the Year, Lee Freeman of the Hillsboro Hawks. Coach, did it catch you off guard becoming Coach of the Year?
Absolutely. That's pretty humbling whenever some peers vote for you for something like that, because, I look around at some of the great coaches in the area and some of the great teams, and, you've got a Park Hill Central that's deep in the playoffs, and you've got the Valley Warriors, obviously, that are, that Coach Nager does a great job with every year, and Coach Weiss does a great job at Park Hill. So to have guys vote for you in the area is extremely humbling, and it's a great honor.
And to kind of add to the luster of you taking home Coach of the Year, your running back, Michael Keller, takes home Player of the Year. So how nice is that for a Hillsboro sweep?
Yeah, it's awesome. That's, when you look at Michael and the things that he was able to do this year, obviously he's a very talented kid and does a great job and has a lot of ability. So to be recognized for that award is I'm sure it means a lot to him, and it means a lot to us at Hillsboro, and it means a lot to me as his coach.
And it's been quite some time since there was an MVP coming from Hillsboro, let alone a coach. As I scan back through it, I'm all the way back to 1997 and still scrolling. And 1991 was the last time there was a Dream Team MVP in football from Hillsboro. So you guys are back out in the forefront, and a lot of the coaches that voted for you guys were teams that you never saw in a season. So what's that like when you're getting votes from guys you never played?
Well, and that goes back to what I said, that the coaching community, as much as we want to be competitive and go back and forth with each other, you have to pay attention and you have to be aware of the guys that are around you, because you never know when you might be playing. And I think that means a lot, as far as the other coaches are concerned, to look at your program, even though they may not be on your schedule. But, I put a lot of time into looking at Coach Schweiss and what those guys are doing, and Coach Kruppi down at Farmington. I try to keep up with those programs and things like that. So, if they ever do come across your schedule, at least you have an idea of what you're going up against. And it's humbling, and it means a lot that coaches are looking at your program and they're watching your kids and they're, in their professional opinion, giving you, what they think is the best.
And it's the first time since 2008 that the Dream Team Football Coach of the Year was from Jefferson County. And it's been the first time in 29 years that the Football Coach of the Year came from Hillsboro. It was actually Bob Draghi. So almost 30 years had passed. So it's got to be a testament to how the program has been.
Well, I think that, you're listing those names and the amount of time, to even be mentioned in the same breath as a coach that I looked up to as a youngster coming through the program, which is Coach Draghi, and what he did for Hillsboro football, to even be mentioned on the same list, I think is an outstanding honor, because I don't see myself, even close to what he was able to accomplish. But, listening to that, it just means a lot. It's a great honor. You do the best you can every day, and it's not always easy with things the way that they are, with time constraints and just everything that you got going on. But you try to give your best to the kids, and they do the same for you, and whatever comes together, and you're recognized for hard work and some of the things that the kids are able to bring recognition to themselves for. It just means a lot.
Coach, is there anything that you would like to mention, or anybody you'd like to say thank you to that I have yet to bring up?
Well, I think I owe a big thanks to my team, obviously. If you're recognized as a Coach of the Year, that's really cool, but I don't get to do that without having a lot of great kids. So, to recognize my whole team, and the hard work and the sacrifices that they make, along with the parents of the Hillsboro community, and the Hillsboro community itself, you know, I want to thank all of those people because they give us a lot of support. They come and watch the games, and all of our kids are doing the best they can and trying to work really hard. So, you know, I appreciate, and I want to say thank you to all of those folks.
Once again, the 2016 Football Dream Team Coach of the Year, Lee Freeman of the Hillsboro Hawks. Coach, I appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot, Greg. I appreciate you.